हरे राम राम राम
हरि हरि।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परम से परिवराज आचार्य सूत्र सदा श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधारास बिहार ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मणमान की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువు అండ్ గౌరాంగ. ఇదే భాగవతం. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యా నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 24 చాంటింగ్ ద సాంగ్ సంగ్ బై లార్డ్ శివ టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 17. సంగమః ఖలు విప్రరుషే శివేన ఇహ శరీరిణాం దుర్లభః మునయః దద్యుః అసంగాత్ యం అభిప్సితం. సంగమః ఖలు విపర్షే శివ శివనేహ శరీరిణాం దుర్లభో మునయో దద్యుర్ అసంగాద్యం అభీప్సితం. సంగమః ఖలు విప్రర్షే శివేనేహ శరీరిణాం దుర్లభో మునయో దద్యుర్ అసంగాద్యం అభీప్సితం. సంగమః ఖలు విప్రర్షే శివనేహ శరీరిణా దుర్లభో మునయో దద్యు అసంగాద్యం అభీప్సితం. సంగమః ఖలు విప్రర్షే సంగమః ఖలు విప్రర్షే శివేనేహ శరీరిణాం దుర్లభో మునయో దద్యుర్. మాతాజీస్, సంగమః ఖలు విప్రర్షే శివేనేహ శరీరిణాం మునయో దద్యుర్. సంగమః అసోసియేషన్, ఖలు సర్టన్లీ, విప్రర్షే ఓ బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణర్స్, శివేనా అలాంగ్ విత్ లార్డ్ శివ, ఇహా ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, శరీరిణాం దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఎంకేజ్డ్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ బాడీస్, దుర్లభ వెరీ రేర్, మునయ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్, దద్యుహు ఎంగేజ్ దెమ్సెల్స్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్, అసంగాత్ being detached from anything else. Yam, unto whom? Abhipsitam, desiring. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Vidura continued, O best of the Brahmanas, it is very difficult for living entities encaged within this material body to have personal contact with Lord Shiva. Even great sages who have no material attachments do not contact Him, despite their always being absorbed in meditation to attain His personal contact. Purport. Since Lord Shiva does not incarnate Himself unless there is some special reason, it is very difficult for an ordinary person to contact Him. However, Lord Shiva does descend on a special occasion when He is ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, it is stated in the Padma Purana that Lord Shiva appeared as a Brahmana in the age of Kali to preach the Mayavad philosophy, which is nothing but a type of Buddhist philosophy. It is stated in Padma Purana, Mayavadam Ashashastram Prachannam Bauddham Uchyate Mayaiva Vihitam Devi Khalu Kalau Brahmana Murtina. Lord Shiva, speaking to Parvati Devi, foretold that He would spread the Mayavad philosophy in the guise of a sannyasi Brahmana just to eradicate Buddhist philosophy. The sannyasi was Shripad Shankaracharya. In order to overcome the effects of Buddhist philosophy and spread Vedanta philosophy, Shripad Shankaracharya had to make some compromise with the Buddhist philosophy, and as such, he preached the philosophy of monism, for it is required at that time. Otherwise, there was no need for his preaching Mayavad philosophy. At the present moment, there is no need for Mayavad philosophy or Buddhist philosophy, and Lord Chaitanya rejected both of them. This Krishna consciousness movement is spreading the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and rejecting the philosophy of both classes of Mayavadi. Strictly speaking, both Buddhist philosophy and Shankara's philosophy are but different types of Mayavad dealing on the platform of material existence. Neither of these philosophies has spiritual significance. There is spiritual significance only after one accepts the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which culminates in surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, people worship Lord Shiva for some material benefit, and although they cannot see Him personally, they derive great material profit by worshipping Him. Om Ajnana Timrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Ram Ramo Hare Hare. So continuing in this chapter, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, Vidura is mentioning here that these prachetas, they were sent to perform austerities and penances before they were asked to produce progeny. So that was the system previously. Even Daksha Prajapati, he sent his 10,000 sons. You know, he wanted them to create progeny. Then before that, he wanted them to perform austerities and penances and then produce children. Then the children will be very nice. Otherwise, Varnashankara children will be born. Those children who are born out of lust. Then Narada Muni met them and he made them devotees. Then again he produced another set of 1,000 sons. Then he converted them also to Krishna consciousness. Then he was very upset. He cursed Narad Muni that you can't stay in one place for a long time. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that even the parents of my disciples also, they cursed me. Even though I have many palaces all over the world, I can't stay for a long time. Right? So our preachers usually we have to face the wrath of parents because we convert them into devotees, and especially for Indians it is a great setback for them, like one Rasraj was saying, in India the problem is Ma Bap, And abroad, in America, the problem is Mahapap. People are very sinful in Western countries. That's why they can't join easily. But in India, Mahabap, you know, parents, they obstruct, right? Or Radhika Raman Prabhu, when I was IOF director, I was preaching to them. And then he became a devotee, and his father was very upset. One day he came to my office, and they said, you're like this, you're like that. I'm cursing you that you'll become a billy, you'll become a dog. So that was the, sometimes parents become very upset. Sometimes parents, they're very happy. They're very happy to give their sons to Krishna consciousness movement, but they're very rare like that. So that was the system previously. So in this on this occasion, Prachetas, they had the good fortune of meeting Lord Shiva. So this place is there. We went last time, South India tour, Guruvayurappan, right? So that was actually originally place of Lord Shiva. When Guru and Vayu, Brihaspati and Wind God, they actually got this deity of Krishna from Dwarka, and they were looking for a place to install him. Then then they came here and they found this place is very beautiful, and they approached, that place actually belonged to Lord Shiva. And they approached Lord Shiva, please, you know, shift your base to some little bit ahead. You know, we want to stay, you know, establish this deity of Krishna. So that's why he is known as Guruvayurappan. In Guruvayuru, they say, like, one has to visit, there is a Lord Shiva temple also. One has to visit the temple before taking darshan of Guruvayurappan. You know, take the blessings of Lord Shiva. There is a sarovar where Lord Shiva, still it is there, where these Prachetas, they had performed austerities and penance. And that's where Lord Shiva met them and he instructed the science of Krishna consciousness to them. So like that. So Vidura is saying that, you know, how come, you know, Lord Shiva, he had given darshan? Because time to time Lord Krishna appears in the in this material world as various incarnations and gives darshan to the devotees. But in the case of Lord Shiva, it is very rare that he comes down as incarnation. That's why it's very difficult even for great sages who are performing, who are absorbed in meditation. It is very difficult for them also to have darshan of Lord Shiva. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that sometimes Lord Shiva comes down when he was ordered by the Lord. You know, when he was ordered by the Lord. So in Padma Purana also it is mentioned that Mayavadam Ashashastram Prachannam Baudham Uchate. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, all of you know how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to meet Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples, and they had he had a good conversation with them. Then they asked, you know, why do you chant Hare Krishna all the time? You know, Mahaprabhu said, my spiritual master told me you are a fool, you are not qualified to read Vedanta, you know, you just chant Hare Krishna. And then I started chanting Hare Krishna, I started becoming mad and all that. Then I went to my spiritual master and told, you know, what kind of mantra you have given me? When I chant this mantra, I become mad. Then Prabhupada writes, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Prabhupada writes that when a devotee, his disciple is advancing, you know, spiritual master smiles. You know, he is very happy. Right? So Prabhupada, somebody said, these Hare Krishnas, they are mad about Krishna. Yeah? Prabhupada said, yes, it is better to be mad about Krishna than, you know, rather than becoming mad about women. Right? Yes, Hare Krishnas are mad about Krishna, you people are mad about women. So better to be mad about Krishna. Right? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they asked all the Prakash, they were all very attracted by the bodily features of the Lord and by his wonderful speech. They said, oh, that is okay, you can chant Hare Krishna, but why don't you study Vedanta? You know? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, actually I don't mind reading Vedanta Sutra because it is compiled by Vedavyas, who is an incarnation of Lord Narayana. There are two things, Gauna Vritti and Mukhya Vritti. So these Mayavadis, they take indirect meaning, Gauna Vritti. You know, like Prabhupada gives this example that like Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre, Mamaka, Pandava Sheva. So this Prabhupada writes, some of these commentators, they say that Dharma Kshetra means body and Kurukshetra means body and Pandavas means these five senses. So this is called taking the indirect meaning, where if you read dictionary, you will not find such meanings. But these Mayavadis interpret, in a wrong way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is condemned, but I take direct meaning where it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a form, Sachidananda Vigraha. And when they say God is formless, it is meaning of that is that he doesn't have material form, he has spiritual form. Then he explained that, initially there was this Buddhist philosophy spread all over India and people have become atheistic. So in order to drive away Buddhists, Lord Krishna sent Lord Shiva, to propagate this Mayavad philosophy, Mayavada Masha Shastram. So it is very, very dangerous philosophy where I'm going to explain in more detail later in the lecture. It's a very dangerous philosophy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoyla Sarvanash. Anybody who hears this Mayavad philosophy, they will be destroyed. Even Mahabhagavat will fall down if they listen to Mayavad philosophy. So devotees have to be very, very careful. We should not take the risk of listening to making friendship with Ramakrishna Mission people and Shankara, Chinmananda people, and make friendship and discuss with them. It is very, very dangerous. We should keep them at distance. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that this Mayavad philosophy and Buddhist philosophy, they are not required now. They are not required now. So we have to learn what is Bhagavata view. Srila Prabhupada, he met John Lennon in London. He asked Yoko Homo and John Lennon, and he asked them, what philosophy you follow? They replied, we don't follow any philosophy. We just live. We just live. Even though they said that, but everybody follows some philosophy or the other. Present day prevalent philosophy, even if they don't claim, present day philosophy is hedonism, right? Some people they follow philosophy, philosophy, right? There is a word jugglery of fools, like that. So then they may say, why you have to follow any philosophy? Because you people restrain yourself from all kinds of sense enjoyment and other things, and you follow rules and regulations very strictly, and you also have to you also die. We die anyway. You also have to die. So why should we follow any particular philosophy, right? So in this regard, in Bhagavad Gita, there's one verse that yada nadinam bahavo ambuvega samudram evabhi mukha dravanti. As many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouths. In the next verse he says, yata pradiptam jvalanam patanga vishanti nashaya samruddha vega. I see all people rushing to full speed into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in a blazing fire. So here Arjuna is seeing, just like the rivers are flowing continuously into the ocean, and the moths are entering and getting destroyed into the fire. In the same way, both good people, devotees, except Panchapandavas, everybody died in Kurukshetra war. And all the warriors on the side of Duryodhan, on the side of Pandavas, they all died. So it may look like everybody is dying. But Baldev Vidyabhushan, he makes his commentary on this verse, that actually a river flows into ocean. It is a natural phenomena. Naturally they flow. But these moths enter consciously and they get destroyed. Like there's one great Acharya, Sri Vedanta Desika. He comments on these verses saying that when the moths enter, they get destroyed completely. Means they lose their existence. But when the rivers enter, they remain, still in the ocean. They flow still. In the same way, but when moths are entering the fire, they are destroying themselves and they are not doing any good to others. But when the rivers, when they are flowing into the ocean, on the way their flow to ocean, they do so much good to others. In the same way, the devotees also, they may enter into the mouth of Vishwarup, and sinful people, karmis also, they may enter. But there is a difference in the sense that when the devotees, while they are living, they actually are, by following the spiritual rules and regulations, they create a spiritual atmosphere in this world, and then they do so much good to others. Whereas moths are, they don't do any good to themselves, and they don't do good to any or anyone else like that. One more verse says that in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, as the rivers enter into the ocean, oceans are not getting disturbed. Apuryamanam achala pratistam, samudramapaha praveshanti sarve. In the same way, when the devotees, they offer their loving devotional service to Krishna, Krishna never gets exhausted, of receiving the service from his devotees. So like that. So that is why we have to find out, what is actually real philosophy, and then follow it perfectly in such a way that we can attain perfection in our lives, right? So coming to, there are actually two kinds of monists. One is material monists, another is spiritual monists, right? So materialistic people, the scientists, they say only matter exists. And these Mayavadis say only Brahman exists. Right? So these scientists, they are actually devotees of matter. They are devotees of matter. And they say only matter exists. So just like when we argue with this materialistic scientists and all, we have these two arguments. Designer argument and lawmaker argument. If everything is going on very nicely, we argue that there should be a designer. And then when there are laws, if there are laws in this world, that means there should be a lawmaker. So this materialistic world point of view actually started with Isaac Newton. But he himself was a very devout Christian. When he was asked, what is your greatest achievement in your life, when he was on the deathbed, he said, my greatest achievement was that I remained a complete celibate throughout my life. Then in his last days, he was like living like a monk in a church. He made this law of, found out this law of gravity and all. Then he said, I think thy thoughts after we. He said, you create all these laws and all, and then I find out what you think, how this world is working. But actually, when we make this argument, designer argument and lawmaker argument, it actually defeats our own arguments, because they say Newton said there are everything is going on according to the laws, so that means you don't need a God has created this world, right? Then you don't need a lawmaker, everything. You don't need it. Just like somebody created a watch, and it is acting according to some laws, then you don't need anybody to make sure that the watch is working. And then later on Darwin came. Darwin said, actually we don't need a designer also. Evolution takes care. So like that, Darwin, their whole strategy became that, okay, everything is working according to laws. So we can actually find out what are those laws. And then we can make amendments. Then we can become God. We can replace God. But Srila Prabhupada defeated this argument that actually nature may be acting according to the laws, but you need a overseer. Mayadhyakshanam prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Just like somebody may make a computer program, but you need some computer engineer for debugging. They say because bugs are there in the computer, you get employment. You get employment. So like that, there is someone is required to oversee how the functioning of this material world. So there are these Christians, there are monotheistic, like that they say that evil and Satan, all that, and good people, and all the good people go to heaven, and all the bad people they go to hell, and they don't have any philosophy because they don't believe in existence of the soul or the life after death. They say that animals don't have soul. So Prabhupada defeated that animals and human beings, they have actually feelings. So how are you saying that? One devotee was having all these preachers there, very aggressive Christian preachers. So once he was arguing with a devotee that what happens and all. Then devotee was asking, okay, if everybody, some people go to hell and some people go to heaven, what about those children who die prematurely or aborted? Then he said they all will go to heaven. Then the devotee said, so better to abort everybody, Everybody will go. Everybody will go to heaven. No, it is not like that. It's not good. So, but actually, they don't have any proper philosophy. Like, Darwin, he was a very devout Christian. When his daughter died of very young age, he was very disturbed and they could not explain why she died at such a young age. Tuberculosis, right? She died of TB. And he said, God is not merciful. God is not merciful, He is not benevolent. So I reject such God. So that's how, he started this Darwin's philosophy, evolutionary theory. And Prabhupada said, he theorized very foolishly. Right? Giriraj Maharaj was saying once, he was giving a lecture, and they asked him, you people say that when Vedic, your ancestors are actually reading Vedas and all, that time when our ancestors, what are they doing? So Maharaj replied, they are jumping from one tree to another tree. Right? So, then there is another, this impersonalistic worldview, Mayavadis. If you go and ask a Shankarite, who created this world? Who has created this world? Then the Shankaracharya and his followers, they will reply, your question and my answer both are illogical. Nothing exists in this world. Nothing exists in this world. Only Brahman exists. There is neither God nor you. It's all illusion. That is why there is a statement, slogan. I was an atheist till the time I have discovered that I was a God. I am a God. Something like that. Slogan. Yeah. I was an atheist until I discovered I was God. Like that. So, this Mayavada philosophy, titillates our false ego. You know, like all in India, all these rickshaw drivers, you know, they have this philosophy that I am God. You know, if they are not successful, you know, they can't even meet their, you know, daily needs properly. But they think that, okay, I'm not successful in controlling here. No, later on I will become God. No, later on I will become God. So, the result is people are unable to surrender to God and experience higher taste. You know? So, Prabhupada is, that is why he is very much against this Mayavad philosophy. And he always argued against this philosophy. And he defeated, that's why his own pranam mantra also, Namaste Sarasvadeva, Gauravani Pracharani, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi, Paschatya Desha Tarini. Once Giriraj Maharaj was preaching in South India, and South India is full of Mayavadis. And he is about to make, you know, fundraising, meeting people for, you know, raising donations and all. Then he was living with some devotees in one house. Then they were having some discussion, what to do, how to deal with this Mayavadis, whether to argue with them and defeat them or just keep quiet and bring donations and hope that, you know, they will get purified. Some of the devotees, they advised him, no, we should not argue, you know, we should better to keep quiet, you know, later on, you know, if they give donations, they will get purified, like that, you know, they were suggesting. So once Maharaj went to meet one gentleman in South India. He is a very rich man. Then he kept all the ISKCON books and he explained about life membership and all. Then that gentleman asked Maharaj, why you people are not don't glorify Shankaracharya, because he was so famous, you know, in South India. Maharaj replied, no, we glorify. Then he quoted Narayana Para Avyaktat. You know, we quote. But you know, I read many of your books, but I don't find so much mention of Shankaracharya in your books, like that. Then he started arguing, you know, against Vaishnava philosophy and, you know, supporting Shankaracharya philosophy. Maharaj kept quiet for some time. So when he started becoming offensive, Maharaj started blasting him. You know, like Achyutananda Swami in Bangalore, he was preaching. Their ashram is near to one Shankaracharya ashram, you know, Mayavadi ashram. So he would turn the mics, you know, speakers, you know, towards the Shankaramat. And he would, those times, Prabhupada disciples, just, you know, Ishopanishad came out. And many, like Gopalakrishna was saying, many of the devotees, they by-hearted Ishopanishad verses. And, you know, by-hearted all the arguments that Prabhupada made against Mayavad philosophy. Then Achyutananda Swami, he would blare into mic, you know, Mayavadis, you know, rascals, you know, fools, and he would quote slokas from Vishopanishad and, you know, defeat Mayavad philosophy. Then Shankaracharya people, they would come, at least turn the mics, no? Speakers, no, towards your side. Why are you keeping the, you know, speaker sound system towards our side, like that. So, like that, Maharaj, he was very expert in, very coolly, you know, making arguments. You know, very coolly he makes arguments, Giriraj Swami. So he defeated that gentleman, South Indian gentleman. You know, meanwhile, what happened? Giriraj Maharaj wrote a letter to Prabhupada that, in like this, we had a discussion, and some devotees are thinking like that. What is your opinion? When we meet a Mayavadi, what should we do? Whether we should argue with him and defeat him, or just keep quiet and bring donation? So later on. So Giriraj Maharaj argued with him and all. Then he said, okay, now donation, no more. I can't expect any donation. He closed his books, he closed his bag, and then he started walking out. You know. Then he called Maharaj, hey, come back. Then he took him to his room. Then he opened the curtain. There are beautiful deities of Radha Krishna. You know, then he said, actually, I'm a Vaishnava. I'm just testing you. How strong you are in your philosophy. Like that. When Maharaj came back, he had received a letter from Srila Prabhupada. Then he opened it and then he read it. Prabhupada replied, yes, a devotee never misses a chance to defeat Mayavadis. unfortunately, I am the only one who is doing it. You know, only one. So why Prabhupada is against Mayavada philosophy so much? Like, because it deprives people of higher taste, so that they become addicted to materialism. They become addicted to materialism. So just like once Prabhupada went to Jagannath Puri along with his devotees, and foreign devotees, they are not allowed inside Jagannath temple. And Prabhupada said, what is this philosophy? You know, what kind of understanding they have? You are all great Vaishnavas. Then they went and approached the administrator of Puri temple, Jayapathak Maharaj. And the administrator told, you may go and meet Shankaracharya. If he allows, we will allow you. So when Jayapathak Maharaj entered Shankaramath, he saw at the doorstep only beautiful deities of Radha Krishna. You know, like that. Then he was surprised. Then he met Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya said, oh, you are doing it very nice. You know, you practice Krishna consciousness. And because they think that, you know, bhakti is, they are also devotees. You know, we see them also worshipping, glorifying Krishna and all. But they think that, you know, bhakti is subordinate to jnana. You know, subordinate to jnana. So he said, you people are doing very nice. You know, you people are doing very nice. You continue like this. When you leave this body, you can take birth in Hindu family. Then you can have darshan of Lord Jagannath. You know, Lord Jagannath. Once devotees went to Radharaman temple, and they said, they are glorifying, you know, Radharaman temple. They have very beautiful worship and all. So they asked that Goswami, can we have opportunity to serve, worship them? Say, no, you are now you go and distribute books on the western in the western on the streets. In the next life, you can take birth in one of our families. Then you will get a chance to worship Radharaman. Then they were very happy. Prabhupada was very angry. You know, you go and tell him that now you are born in a caste Goswami family. You worship Radharaman. And in your next life, you will get a chance to distribute books on the Western world. Because, you know, distributing books in the Western world is taking part of Ratha dance. Right? It's a great opportunity to serve the Lord. So when Maharaj was disappointed, and while coming back, he said, can I ask you one question? To Shankaracharya, he asked. He said, what? You are all Nirakarvadis. How come you have worshipping Radha Krishna? Oh, who is worshipping Radha Krishna? Actually, there is no Radha Krishna. I am worshipping myself. You know, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi. Right? That everything is Brahman. You know, like that. So, when people, they appear to be actually bhaktas. You know, but actually they don't, when people hear from them, they do not get any higher taste. And they are stuck in lower taste, you know. That is why even though they are not atheistic people, they are very religious people, but they are highly materialistic people, Indians. Of course, nowadays, they may not be immoral, but some Indians are becoming immoral. But, you know, they are very highly religious, pious people, especially in Andhra, Tamil Nadu, if you go. You will find one person, especially in Brahmin families, in New Jersey, software company. You know why? Because they are highly materialistic people. Like in Chennai, they have one Ganesh temple, Visha Ganesh. Visha Ganesh. If you don't get visa, if you have any obstacles on getting a visa, you go to that Ganesh, then he will remove the obstacles. That's why he is known as Visa Ganesh. You know? Like that. So, because the religion does not give them higher taste, and not only that, God becomes an instrument for fulfilling their materialistic needs. Like, you know, God is like a cosmic bellboy. You know, they come and say, hey Krishna, please give me visa to America. You know, once one person, one devotee, he was standing in front of Radha Raspberry, and he was saying like this. I asked him, we say like this or we say like this, what is this? He said, I want 10 lakhs. You know, so God, we should not make God cosmic bellboy, where you ring the bell and God returns the call. Yes, what do you want? I want enjoy, like that. So Harika, that is why some of these Mayavadis, sometimes, like Prabhupada said, when these Mayavadis, when they are fed up with their Mayavad philosophy, they start worshipping Radha Krishna. So sometimes they do katha and all that. And sometimes, they even show more emotions than devotees. They cry and all. And people who are hearing those kathas, they also cry. They also cry. But there is no change in their hearts, because they don't develop higher taste. When they go back home and switch on TV, when Sachin Tendulkar gets out for a nut, that time also they cry. because there is no higher taste. Why? Because what is the function, result of performing devotional service? Bhaktir Pareshan Bhavo, Viraktir Anyatra Chaisa. When we perform devotional service, para isha anubhava means we get the higher taste of having associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. That is why we give up lower tastes. So when in India, even though people are mostly most of the Indians, they are actually Mayavadis. Most of the Indians. Okay? 90%. That's why sometimes I tell devotees, they say, we are watching Asta, we are listening to this Swami, that Swami. But I tell them, better you watch Sasbahu serials than hearing to these lectures. At least you watch this Sasbahu serials, at least no spiritual, philosophical damage doesn't take place. But you listen to all these bogus Swamis on the TV, in the name of religion they speak, you will completely become contaminated. One will, that's the better, so we have to be very careful associating with, Mayavadis. Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile, Hoyala Sarvanash. Once one Mayavadi was preaching to somebody and he told him, you always chant Soham, Soham, Soham. So he was chanting Soham, Soham, Soham. Then one Vaishnava met him. What are you chanting? Soham, Soham. You do one thing, you are anyway chanting Soham, Soham. You add Da. Then it became Da Soham. You chant Da Soham, Da Soham. I am servant of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna. So after some time, he met Mayavadi Guru again. He said, what are you doing? He said, I am chanting Da Soham, Da Soham. You met Vaishnava. He said, you do one thing. Thoda correction kar lena. You add Sa. He said, what is Sada Soham? you chant Sada Soham. Always I am that. Always I am that. He was chanting Sada Soham, Sada Soham. Then after some time, he met Vaishnava again. He said, what are you doing? I am chanting Sada Soham, Sada Soham. You add again one more Da. He said, Dasa Dasoham. became Dasa Dasoham. So like that, this is actually Bhagavad view. Servant of the servant, like that. So this this Bhagavata philosophy, is monotheistic. It's not multi-god system. But actually, Krishna is very merciful. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes those people who are inherently envious, they actually, Krishna actually, it is magnanimity of Krishna that, okay, you are envious of me and you don't want to worship me. Okay, you worship someone else. So that's why he allows them to worship Lord Shiva, Durga Devi and all that. It is a great mercy of the Lord. So that, they are stuck in some parampara and they worship Lord Shiva, Durga and all. And they get up, they come up and then they ultimately, they can come to Krishna consciousness. Right? Like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is said, that, you know, even like who is the, like Narada Muni is you know, inquiring, who is the most recipient of the most mercy of the Lord? You know, then he went to one Brahmana, then he said, no, I am not king. Then king told, sent him to Indra, Indra sent him to Brahma. Brahmaji said, what are you talking, you know, Lord Shiva, he's, you know, when I gave boons to Hiranyakashipu and all, Lord chastised me. But, you know, Lord did not do say anything to Lord Shiva. He is very merciful. Sometimes, you know, he worships Lord Shiva. You know, so it is mentioned in, then Narada Muni goes to Shivaloka and then he finds, you know, Lord Shiva, he is very, even though he is the bestower of all material opulences, you know, to all the materialistic people, like it is mentioned in the purport. But he himself lives in a very poor atmosphere, lives under a tree, applies, you know, ash on his body, and he doesn't wear any opulent garlands and all that. Other day we were hearing a lecture by Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is mentioning this one story, that once, you know, Parvati Devi is very upset. You know, we are actually living in a very big, great penury, you know, great poverty. You know, we are living under a tree. At least make one house, no? At least make one house. Then Lord Shiva said, okay. Then he spent a lot of money and made very beautiful bungalow, palace. You know? Then he said, okay, then there is this ritual of Groha Pravesham. He said, let us have Groha Pravesham and call everybody. Then he called all the great sages and all the demigods everywhere. You know, all the relatives of the, you know, Parvati Devi, Sati Devi and all. They all came. Then the Lord Shiva spent a lot of money and fed them very sumptuous prasad. You know, 64 items, you know, like chappan bhog, 56 items. Yeah, very sumptuously fed. So he spent all the money, whatever he had. Then the brahmanas, they said, unless dakshina is given, no program is successful. So all the brahmanas, they asked, where is the dakshina? Where is my dakshina? So Lord Shiva said, everything is finished. Then all the sages said, unless you give dakshina, there is no, it's not, the program is not successful. You know, you will not get any result of performing this Groha Pravesh ceremony. Lord Shiva said, take my house. Prabhupada was laughing. He built a house and had a Groha Pravesh ceremony. And we, as a result of that, he became homeless. Like that. Krishna, so Krishna allows, but actually they all these great demigods and all, they themselves are very great devotees of the Lord. And it is mentioned in the scripture that, you know, Lord Shiva is always meditating on Lord Rama, chanting his names, you know, Shankarshana, like that, you know. So this demigod worship actually is mentioned, is given by Lord Krishna out of his great mercy, like that. Then there is this called pantheism. You know, they say everything is God. But actually we say everything is God's. God apostrophe S. Right? So everything is God. So everything is God because Krishna is everywhere. It doesn't mean that everything is Krishna. Just like Lord Narsingadev appeared from pillar. It doesn't mean that, you know, Prahlad Maharaj is worshipping that pillar. No, he is worshipping Lord Narsingadev. Right? In the same way, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. You know, Vasudev Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So what is it? You know, Vasudeva, everything is Vasudeva. After knowing this, jnanis, what they do? They surrender unto me. They surrender unto me. So they say everything is God. Why we get to the temple? It's not required. You know, it's not required. Like that. But actually, yes, everything is God. But it doesn't mean that we worship everything. We worship Krishna. You know. So this is actually Bhagavat worldview, where everything is Krishna's, and we use it, everything in Krishna's service. And but we worship Krishna, you know, then we chant his holy names, you know, we chant his holy names, and we serve him, we serve his deities, like that. So we should actually remain under the protection of the pure devotees and Shri Krishna, and practice this Krishna consciousness as given by Srila Prabhupada, right? So Srila Prabhupada, he stressed upon remaining addicted to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when, if you stick to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we can actually save ourselves from this contamination of Mayavad philosophy and other philosophies. Because Prabhupada said this Mayavad philosophy is the last obstacle to cross over, because it's a very dangerous even after some time, if you don't become humble and meek and humble in our Krishna consciousness while practicing, then if you don't stick to chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and read Prabhupada books on a regular basis, we should hear this, we should read Prabhupada books very regularly, so that we grasp why Prabhupada is again and again condemning this Mayavad philosophy. Because even after becoming liberated, after advancing in Krishna consciousness, if we happen to associate with Mayavadis and all, there is a great danger. There is a great danger. We may fall down. That's why somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, "You people always carry bead bags. Why do you carry when you are not chanting? When you finish your rounds, you keep it aside. No, why you people always carry? Hang it like that." Prabhupada asked them, this policeman and army men, why do they carry guns even if they are not fighting? Because any time, fighting will, some miscreants may attack. Like that, we should always carry your bead bag and try to chant Hare Krishna. Because any time Maya will attack. Right? Especially in the morning time when we sit down, chanting Hare Krishna, Maya's, Maya Devi's younger sister, Nidra Devi, will attack. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Masari, all these enemies, they are always ready to attack. That is why we should all like this bead bag is like a wearing, boxer's gloves. Boxer's gloves, always battle ready, right? Like somebody, everybody was saying, Sten gun for Bhakta gun. Always carry mala, HK-108. Like they have AK-47 guns, like that we have HK-108. Always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So like that, if you stick to this process of chanting and hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, then Lord Shiva will come and to meet us. When Sanatana Goswami, he was practicing Krishna consciousness, he felt very disturbed by the mosquitoes. Then he wanted to change his bhajan kutir. It is there in somewhere in Govardhan Parikrama, we find that. Then what happened? Lord Shiva, he wanted to have association of Sanatana Goswami. He said, because all these machar and all, they are under the control of Lord Shiva, I will take care of the mosquitoes. Please don't leave my this place. I want to associate with you. Like there is this pastime, Lord Shiva, he wanted to see, have darshan of rasa dance. So he came down to have darshan of rasa dance, but he was not allowed inside. Then he was doing, he was meditating, sitting down there. Then then somebody advised, you please Yoga Maya Devi, when she is pleased, then you can get have darshan of rasa dance. So then he performed austerities and penance and meditated on Yoga Maya Devi. Then he got darshan of Yoga Maya Purnamasi. Then he said, "What do you want?" Then he said, "I want to have darshan of rasa dance." Then she took him and then she dipped him in Brahmakunda nearby. Then Lord Shiva became a woman. Then she took him there and then she kept him in one kunja. Said, "From here you can have good view of rasa dance." Like that. Then that day they are doing rasa dance, but just like when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan, in Shivas Thakur's house. He was feeling uncomfortable, some foreign element is there. Like that, all these gopis and all, they were thinking, some foreigner is there. We are not finding that rasa, that happiness and bliss. You know? Then they searched out, and then they found this gopi sitting in one kunja and having seeing, you know, darshana, rasa dance. Then they asked her, "Who are you?" Lord Shiva, he was crying, you know, seeing the darshan of, having darshan of rasa dance. He could not reply because Purnamasi did not arrange, you know, to be husband, wife of some gopa, or she did not arrange to, for him to take birth from the womb of one gopi. So he did not know anything. He was just keeping quiet and, you know, shedding tears, you know. Then all the gopis, they were very angry. And they started, you know, slapping him left and right on her cheeks, you know, Lord, like that. Then the Lord Shiva's cheeks became very swollen and reddish, you know. And then meanwhile, Purnamasi heard about it, and she came, said, "What happened? No, actually, I only kept him, you know. He's Shankara, you know. He wanted to have darshan of, you know, rasa dance. That's why I kept him there." Then Krishna also came. Then she begged Krishna and gopis, you know, "Please let him, you know, have darshan of, you know, rasa dance. He has so much desire and he performed severe austerities and penance." Then Krishna said, "Okay, from now onwards, you will be known as Gopishwar Mahadev. Then you will be like a gatekeeper. All those devotees who want to enter Vrindavan, and especially rasa dance, they have to take permission from you. Unless you allow them, they can't enter rasa dance." Right? Since then, Gopishwar Mahadev is there in Vrindavan, and the devotees, they go and take darshan of Gopishwar Mahadev before starting Vrajamandal Parikrama. Right? He is actually gatekeeper of Vrindavan, and unless we please Lord Shiva, we cannot enter rasa dance. Right? Every day, Sanatan Goswami used to have darshan of Gopishwar Mahadev, and walking all the way. Then he became old. Then Gopishwar Mahadev went and told Sanatan Goswami that, you know, "You Baba, you become very old, don't come every day." Then he manifested himself where Sanatan Goswami staying. That is known as Banakandi Mahadev. You know, same Gopishwar Mahadev appeared there. So like that. So these Prachetas, they are very fortunate to have darshan of Lord Shiva, who is known as Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, the greatest of all Vaishnavas. Then if you, in further future verses, we will get to hear, you know, how Lord Shiva says, "I am so pleased with Vishnu's devotees than with my own devotees." You know, why? Then all this explained. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? So many.
All the Vishnu temple and Krishna temple, they exhibit Madhurya as well as Aishwarya, which is lacking in other temples. That is my observation so far. So all Krishna temple are the best combination of Aishwarya as well as Madhurya. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for the nice lecture. I just want to add one particular statement, because as you mentioned about Vedanta Desika, he was one of the acharyas of the Sri Sampradaya. You just mentioned the examples also very nicely, that as the rivers, they enter the sea, and the moth entering the fire. But you just one more additional point which he also mentioned was, the moth which is entering the fire, okay, it's not that it enters, it gets moved out of the fire.
Ah.
Okay. So similarly, those Mayavadis, okay, they are also living. They won't be able to enter into the pastimes of the Lord, or they won't be able to associate with the Lord, but will be thrown away back into the world.
Yeah, yeah. I made a note, but I didn't tell. Yeah. So thank you.
This was an additional thing which we done. That's all. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you for your lecture. As you told, those who fed up with Mayavadis, so they do katha, sometimes people cry. So how can they get higher taste? But they don't get higher taste. So how can they get higher taste? As you told, they, sometimes if they go in Goloka and watching television, it doesn't make any sense. So how can they get higher taste?
No, no, those Mayavadis, they can never enter the Arya Krishna Parampadam Tataha.
I'm not talking about Mayavadi, those who fed up with Mayavadis.
Those who are fed up with Mayavadis?
Yes.
What?
You told in your kathas, so those who fed up with Mayavadis, they do katha, sometimes they do katha, they do bhajan.
Yeah, they will not, they will
they
not
they
have
don't
entry.
Get higher taste.
They will not have entry into any, their katha is sarpochista yatapayam. It's useless. They don't get any benefit, and all those who hear also, they don't get any benefit.
But I'm asking about how can they get higher taste?
How can they get? They have to assess it with pure devotees.